I actually had kind of an interesting background with the piano. I didn't start really taking serious lessons until I was 15. But ever since then, I started with a friend of a friend, kind of, who was a college student, and she kind of taught me the basics. And then when I was 17, I started to really kind of get into classical music, and I started with a professional teacher in the area named Anna Farish, and she really helped me develop my technique. And just a year later, I was able to audition and get a scholarship to study in East Texas with Andrew Parr. So it was kind of very fast.
So do you think you have this predisposed talent that just was waiting to come out? I mean, 15 is, I would imagine, among your contemporaries, is somewhat late to start.
Yeah, it's extremely late. And it's kind of been an interesting journey. I mean, I come from a musical family, but no one in my family is a professional musician, but everyone kind of dabbles in their own thing. So I think that maybe I had a little bit of a predisposition. And I always kind of fooled around with the piano when I was a kid. You know, I would pick out things by ear and teach myself, like, well, mostly the right hand of things, because I knew how to read treble clef but not bass. And then when I was 15, I decided, you know, I really wanted to learn how to play, and one thing sort of led to another, and here I am. So,
well, Piano Fest 2012 is designed with young people in mind.
Yes. I think it's very important that we continue to educate kids in this really important tradition of classical music, because if you look throughout history, I mean, this has been such an important part of education back since like the 1500s and before, even like to Aristotle and Plato, that music was a really important part of developing the mind. And I really want to involve the kids in the area in this great sort of atmosphere we have for classical music in Fayetteville. And I think this will be a great way to do it, to really get them interested.
What's going
to
happen?
Well, the program is designed for people who have never played the piano before. So I've kind of oriented it towards kids that are between 5 and 10. I'm not obviously going to discourage anyone younger or older who wants to participate, but that's kind of the age range that I think will be really effective. And the kids will have, you know, over the course of 2 weeks, 4 private lessons with me, in which we'll talk about the basics of music, you know, rhythm and music and really just sound. And then on the weekends, I have the idea that I want the kids together in a group sort of environment where we talk about music in a completely different way. So not just talking about how to play the piano, but talking about, you know, classical music and the famous composers. Like, I think one day I'm going to take, you know, the comic side of music and introduce them to pieces that they'll really enjoy, like maybe Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns or the Surprise Symphony by Haydn, where there's these really funny jokes that I think the kids will really like and that will really draw them into the music. And then another day I might talk about, you know, the different affects of music, like when composers want to compose something sad or when they want to compose something happy, and how that makes a difference in how the music sounds. And I hope that will really inspire them to create their own sounds and express themselves in their own way.
How many slots do you have?
Well, I'm planning on doing 12 sessions or 2 sessions with 12 slots each. The first one will be in May, after the university lets out, so from May 15th to 28th, and then the second one is from June 18th to June 30th. And I know the one in May sort of overlaps with the finals week in school, but I've designed it so that the school schedule and the program should not conflict at all.
Is it a day-long sort of thing? When are the sessions during those days?
Well, during the week for the sessions, it will be like individually scheduled with me and the parent as far as convenience goes. You know, they'll have like 2 lessons during the weekdays, and then the group sessions will meet on the weekends in the afternoon so that it should be free from any sort of school conflict.
You're just bubbling with enthusiasm. You're really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, my future vision, like what I want to do with my career, is I eventually want to start my own school for the arts and to obviously start with the piano, but then to expand in other areas. And I think I'm really enthusiastic about teaching children about classical music, because I feel like it's becoming sort of lost in this generation. If we don't actively, as musicians, try to keep it alive, then you know, then we are responsible as well for its downfall.
What do people do if they're interested in bringing their child to this?
Well, obviously contact me. I believe there's going to be a link on the Community Music School website, which is cms.uark.edu, and there'll be a link where the parents can look at the information brochure that I've put together so they can see all the details of the program, and then there's also contact information for me. So they should get in contact with me so I want to talk to all the parents, of course, and the kids, and really, you know, kind of gauge their interests and everything like that, and then I can get them an enrollment form, and we're on our way.
What else should we know? What have I not asked?
Well, after the program, I had the idea that the students will give a small recital of sorts. You know, nothing formal or, you know, stressful or meant to, but just something so that the students can share what they've learned in the program and how they've learned to make music at the piano just in the short 2 weeks. And I hope that will be really exciting for them.
Well, congratulations on launching this, and best of luck.
Thank you.